Greg Kuhn is the agriculture fieldman for Clear Hills County, and he joins us on the line today for the Ag Show. Greg, thank you very much for joining us today. The Clear Hills Trade Show is coming up next weekend in Hinds Creek. How are things going in preparation for the show?
Well, thanks for having me on here, Keith. We're in the final throes of preparation here for the trade show on the 12th of April. We actually sold out all of our booths probably 2 weeks ago already, so that was very good to see. So it's going to be a full show for people, and yeah, we're looking forward to it.
I'm sure you guys are looking forward to it. I have to ask, with the sold-out nature of the show, how excited are you that that has happened?
Yeah, it's. We usually sell out every year. As you know, this is our 28th annual, so it's a pretty well-received show, but we usually don't sell out that early. So, yeah, people were excited to get registered for the show, so that's a good indication. People are going to have a great show to come to see.
What can people expect at the show?
Well, we've got probably 80 booths, I guess, Keith, and we start out at 8 o'clock in the morning with a free pancake breakfast sponsored by Fair Tire Craft. And then our trade show will open at 9 o'clock, and we've got everything from ag machinery to home-based businesses and just about everything in between. We've also got at 10 till 2, the Hinds Creek Ag Society will have their spring fair exhibits. So there will be school entries, there's sowing entries, seed entries, all kinds of ag-related items in that spring fair exhibit. We've also got a talent show happening from 3 till 4.
The kids' talent show, if I'm not mistaken, is that. How much fun is that going to be?
That is always a big attraction for our trade show. It happens from 3 till 4 in the Dave Shaw Arena, like in the hall complex there.
Mm-hmm.
Kids can register in advance, or they can register the day of at the trade fair as well. And we've got age groups right from anywhere from 3 years old right up to 16 years old. And lots of local talent that shows up for that every year. People really enjoy it.
Getting back to the business aspect of the trade show here, Greg, any new attraction or new businesses coming to the show that people can look forward to?
We've got a good share of our businesses are the same ones that register every year because it's such a successful show, and I think that's why we sold out so early is these businesses don't want to miss their chance at a booth. So we've got, like I say, a lot of different variations of businesses here, and yeah, I think people enjoy it. One thing we did add to the show last year was a children's interactive session that the Forest Wardens group looks after during the day. All kinds of crafts and entertainment for the kids, games and whatnot throughout the day for them. So lots of things for the kids to do. And we also have the wagon rides that will be going around town from 10 o'clock till 3 as well for the kids. So plenty to do for the whole family.
Lots to do, lots to see, that's for sure. It certainly sounds like this. But I asked this, Greg, especially after cabin fever of the winter time. How good is it for everyone just to come out and network or just to catch up with everybody in the neighborhood and say, hey, how you doing? How was the winter?
That's exactly right. It'll be just a great place to do that. We've got a large seating area in the one side there in the fitness center side. So there's plenty of places to sit down and visit, and I think it's going to be a great show. I do want to mention our platinum sponsors for the show this year are Canfor, Hawkview Ag Limited, Rocky Mountain Equipment, and Savisha Sawmills. So I wanted to make sure we get them in on this interview. We really appreciate the sponsorship that they provide each year, so thanks to them. We usually get between 1,500 and 1,800 people come through each year to view the show.
What do you think is the biggest draw? Not necessarily attraction-wise, but just, I guess, the biggest draw in general as to why 1,500 to 1,800 people you think come out every year for this show?
Well, it's a once-a-year opportunity for all of the businesses And we have local and some from way out of town. We have some from as far, like from southern Alberta and central Alberta. And it's a great opportunity for them to showcase their businesses. And like I had one vendor say to me, what other place can I have 1,500 to 1,800 people come in and see my showroom in one day? It's a great opportunity for the businesses and a great opportunity for clients and customers as well.
Northwestern Alberta, we love the trade show and we love the expo season, that is for sure. Greg, the Clear Hills Agriculture Trade Show coming up April the 12th at Dave Shaw Memorial Arena in Hinds Creek. I ask, how much is you and everybody else looking forward to the event?
We cannot wait. We're it's a busy week getting prepared, but well worth it when you see all of the happy faces and the people that come out for it.
I appreciate this. Greg Kuhn is the agricultural fieldman for Clear Hills County. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us on. We appreciate it as well.